To learn a little bit more about the Quds Force that President Bush referred to so often in his press conference, we turn now to Karim Sajidpour. He's an analyst on Iran for the International Crisis Group, and he spent a lot of time studying the influence of Iran in Iraq. And Karim Sajidpour joins us now in the studio. So glad that you're with us.
My pleasure, Michelle.
First, Karim, tell us about this branch of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard known as the Quds Force. Who are they, and what are their responsibilities?
The Quds Force, Quds in Persian or in Arabic, means Jerusalem. And it's a very elite branch of the Revolutionary Guards. We don't know exactly how many they are in number, but I think we're talking about hundreds, not thousands. Revolutionary Guards altogether are about 150,000 troops. And they're a very elite branch. I think they have military activities that would compare to something like the Navy SEALs, very elitely trained. On the other hand, they're also conducting intelligence operations that maybe are akin to more along the lines of the CIA or the FBI. And the Quds forces in Iraq, they're not just operating in terms of their military power and flexing their muscles in that sense, but they're also operating a lot under the scenes, behind the scenes, in terms of intelligence, buying support in Iraq, conducting kind of social capital experiments, funding mosques, funding clinics, things like that. So they're very much a versatile force in Iraq.
Almost sounds like you mentioned the Navy SEALs, but it sounds a bit like the CIA if you were trying to think of an American equivalent.
Well, they're a combination of a lot of these things because they are trained militarily, but at the same time they're trained to conduct these intelligence operations as well. So I think something akin to an elite fighting force which also has this intelligence arm to it as well.
There is also the question of control. We heard the president today say it's not clear exactly who picked up the phone and told them to do what they did. And some U.S. intelligence officials say that the Quds Force would not be doing this kind of thing unless they had approval from top leaders in Tehran. Does that make sense to you?
Well, to an extent, it does make sense. I mean, if we look at the Iranian constitution, similar to the U.S. constitution, the president of the United States is commander-in-chief of the U.S. military. Similarly, in Iran, the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, has constitutional jurisdiction over the Revolutionary Guards. And the Quds Forces are a branch of the Revolutionary Guards. So hierarchically, if you look at it, the Quds Forces ultimately do report to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei. But also we have to be clear that this is a very dysfunctional regime in Tehran. You have many different types of personalities, many different types of institutions. It's not a dictatorship like Saddam Hussein's Iraq was. So you have one person who's ruling by decree. Iran, the way decisions are made in Iran is very much a consensus building process. So there's an element of dysfunctionality that different institutions of the regime are conducting.
If Iran does want to exercise broad influence throughout the region, where else is the Quds Force operating right now?
Well, in Lebanon as well. There's been a lot of accusations in the past that the Quds Force has trained Hezbollah. This was an accusation that the Israelis made during the Lebanon War in the summer of 2006. And there's also, you know, concern that Iran has these Quds forces and Revolutionary Guards well placed in some of the Shiite communities throughout the Persian Gulf. So, for example, Saudi Arabia is a very key country, and the bulk of Saudi Arabia's energy reserves are in their eastern province. And the eastern province happens to have a Shiite majority population. And there is a concern, for example, that if Saudi Arabia is somehow complicit in taking on Iran, if Saudi Arabia joins the United States and confronting Iran's nuclear posture, that Iran has the capability to really make life difficult in Saudi's eastern province through these Quds forces collaborating with local Shiite Saudi population.
Karim, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Karim Sajidpour is an analyst on Iran for the International Crisis Group.